Well, what we put together was an exhibit that kind of tells the whole history of this film, but starting right with John Volker. We have the John Volker collection at the museum. Northern Split has all of his papers, or many of his papers, I should say, some are in other places as well, and a lot of his personal effects and that are in our collection at the Beaumier Center. And so we really start with his life, talking a little bit about him and where he came from here in Ishpeming, and also his life after he left and came back, and giving kind of a setting up the story, and then his work as a lawyer, where he ended up trying the case that it was based on, talking about him writing the book becoming a movie, and then everything that went on when they made the movie here in Marquette and County, and then also the afterwards, you know, what why does it still have kind of a life, if you will, because a lot of films just get made and put out
and they're forgotten
50
they
years later
away.
No one really remembers, or they even if it was shot on location, you know, like, oh yeah, they came through town, but it really left an impact on the community.
From the standpoint of Upper Michigan heritage and the historical side that you look to represent at the center, what is the place, what is the role, I guess maybe the impact as a document of that time? What is that for this film in terms of the exteriors and interiors and all of that, and having it serve as a document of Marquette County 50 years ago?
That's a really good question. I think that, I mean, one of the things about the film is that it was one of the first Hollywood films to be truly made on location. I mean, they shot everything on location. Not the interior scenes were in people's homes, John Volker's homes, or in local. I mean, they shot the murders, you know, location was actually in the Lumberjack Tavern. I mean, that had never been done before, to shoot a film where the actual murder took place. And so they really did a great job of it, kind of showing the local color of the region. You know, you can see the mine shafts in the background when you come in. I mean, it's just, and when they made it, there were a number of reviewers who commented on that they really evoked the nature of the place, much more so than they'd ever seen quite in any film, you know, except maybe a John Ford Western or something like that.
Well, there's no way that you could create that feel, that look on a soundstage or a set, because you've got the real cities, you've got the real places. But one of the things that I always found interesting about is it actually has many locations around the county, from Mount Shasta to Big Bay to back to Michigami to Marquette to Ishpeming. That really must, it's interesting seeing those locations, knowing what they look like now and seeing how different yet how similar they are.
Oh yeah, I mean, to some extent, it was one of the things we went around and took photographs of a lot of the buildings, and many of them have not changed hardly at all. You know, some things have been added onto. You know, the communities have changed to some extent. You know, you could say that some of them are not as prosperous as they appeared in the original film. Ishpeming at the time was even though the mining industry, they were going through tough times at the time, was still, very much a bustling downtown district. Today, you know, it's not quite what it was then. But so, I mean, you see that, you know, I mean, the fact they had a train coming through every day, you know, I mean, that alone is kind of something that we're missing. So it is interesting to contrast it with today and then, but it's neat how much has remained the same. And I think that's because the community really values our history, and we value these things that are important to us. And the making of the film was important to people. It was an opportunity to show the Upper Peninsula to the world. And for a period of time when they came out, it kind of put a spotlight on the community that had never been put on it before.
And I'm happy, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, I'm glad at least the film that is out there that is connected to our area is a good one.
Well, I think that's important. I think that's part of the story, why we remember it. If it had been some lousy, you know, B-movie horror flick,
right?
You know, the memories would not be the same. But the fact that the film has had a lasting legacy as a film itself is part of the reason that we embrace it still, because it wasn't, you know, it really is a fine American film.
What are the hours at the center? And for those that aren't familiar with it, where is it? Because I'll bet this in particular is going to bring folks to the center that haven't had a chance to be there yet. Where is it, and what are the hours, and how long is this exhibit running?
Well, the exhibit is going to be up through December. We wanted to have it up through the rest of the year so people have an opportunity to see it. We are located in the first floor of the CODIS building on campus at NMU, and our physical address is 1401 Presque Isle. And we're open Tuesday through Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So we are free to the public, so anyone can come and just check it out. And we will have other exhibits on display at the same time, so there will be other things for people to see as well.